What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
Being good company.
Welcome to Good Company, a podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
Being good company.
Now, here's your host, Jake.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Jake coming to you with the Good Company podcast from a completely different place than I've ever come to you guys with a podcast before. We are 30,000 feet in the air on our way back from Las Vegas, Nevada to Nashville, Tennessee. And I have my good buddy Chase Rice here to my left. Chase Rice, what's up?
What's going on, Jake?
What time is it right now?
Nashville
time? It's 10:56.
So, yeah, it depends where we are right now. Where are we?
The cool part about this podcast is going to be that we have zero agenda. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure this will lead us to some interesting conversation. Across from me, diagonally in the seat here, is our good friend John Andalina, my man of many talents on the management side of things. John Andalina, how are you doing this evening?
Really happy to be back on this.
Yeah, well, we're going to let Chase introduce his man of many talents.
Yeah, my man of many talents, John Too Hard Lassard.
Oh, Too
we
Hard.
We like to call him.
How did you get the Too Hard Lassard nickname?
That's his rapper name, actually.
Yeah, so, Too Hard Lassard's the rapper name. We've written a couple tracks, haven't we, Chase?
Written a couple tracks for Too Hard Lassard. We're going to record him at some point.
That's actually a really good name for a rap. Right?
What's your biggest hit?
A wolf bit my dick. No, popping water bottles. And what was the other one?
A wolf what?
No. Smoke's floating.
Smoke's floating. That's yeah. Really good.
So Too Hard Lassard.
It actually came from, we were golfing, I think, and like, and I was just like, there he goes again. There goes Too Hard Lassard, like going over. It's just like, your kid's always too hard.
Talk a little bit more about the wolf song.
The wolf bit my dick off song?
Yeah. No. Well, you can talk about it if you want
no,
to.
We can see where this goes. We don't need to.
Hey, these mics, too, by the way, they, you don't even, I've learned you don't have to get up on them. We can just do this. It'll work. But, Too Hard Lassard. Do you think you could spit us some rhymes?
Not off the top. I'm going to have to get into the iPhone, you know, dig through.
I mean, can you just give us a freestyle about how we were in Las Vegas, we're on our way to Nashville? I mean, I think anybody that calls themselves Too Hard. Could quite possibly give us some sort of freestyle.
Too Hard's just had too hard of a weekend this weekend. Let's say that. His brain's, he's in mush brain right now. He's got mush brain.
So, John Lassard, what if you could explain, because it's rare that I have more than one person in on the podcast. So,
yeah.
Could you tell me what you do for Chase? Like, what does day to day look like for Too Hard
you
Lassard?
Know, much like Ando, much. Much like your boy Ando here, it's just like I'll always taking care of your guy, man. I've been with Chase for 7 years now, and still tour managing him right now, and helping out any way I can when we're not on the road.
So that's interesting you say that, because we were having dinner tonight, Ando and I, at a Mexican restaurant that we haven't been in quite some time. And the last time we were there, the tequila was flowing rather heavily. And John reminded me tonight, Ando over here, we'll call you Ando because we have another John in the house. But Ando reminded me, he's like, hey, man, this was like the only time and the last time that you and I like had some words and we got into it, because we were on that tequila from those margaritas. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it really was one of those moments. And I can't really remember a time I've ever gotten into it with Ando, which is one of the cool things. Yeah. When you work with somebody you're close to, it's hard to not do that. So where this leads is, I need to know, in the 7 years that you guys have worked together, have you had those moments where you've either almost gotten to that point, or you've got to that point, or you went to the point and then you had to call each other the next day and apologize?
We throw punches, yeah.
And you literally
I can say we took it there one time, and it was more of a building up thing, I would say.
First of all, we were out of the bar all night before that. So we get home, I tackle the mailbox.
He tackled the mailbox.
Why would you tackle a mailbox?
That's where his aggression
was. I needed to release my linebacker skills.
If you want any state of mind where Chase was.
Yeah, so I tackled the mailbox. That was the first thing he did. And we get in, and I don't know what happened. John gets mouthy.
What did you say?
See, sometimes
Your typical Red Sox hat. Most places. Is that an Aviator Nation sweatshirt, by the way?
No, it's super dry out. And we got this out in London, I think, right, Chase? Yeah.
All right.
So we get home, obviously, and Chase and I have our pent up living in a tiny, actually, Dallas Davidson's house out in Brewer Drive, out in Nashville.
How long ago was this?
That was me. I lived there with John and Brian Kelly.
Yep.
Brian Kelly lived with us.
Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line, for those of you guys listening. We'll get to that here in a little bit.
So we get back to the house and...
Did you hear that?
The house. Okay, we parked the car and then we got into the house. And we just kind of I just started messing around with Chase, thinking, not really knowing where his headspace was.
I had just tackled a mailbox.
And it maybe it just started pissing him off a little too much. And then it almost like 3 years of like living in a small house together, and like everything just came to a head, and it was just on. And he actually tackled me, and we broke your guitar.
Yeah, my dad's guitar, the guitar my dad bought me, it got a hole in it, and that put me in another bad place.
Yep, and then
I had him going down the stairs. He's holding on the doorway to go down the stairs as I'm, like, grabbing him, like, pretty much.
Well, I mean, and I'm only coming at this from just perception purposes, but Chase is a pretty big dude. Yeah. I mean, bigger than you.
Oh, yeah.
So how did that go down? So in all honesty, did he put up a good fight, Chase?
Oh, absolutely. He played hockey. I mean, it was a
too hard. Too hard showed up.
Both scrapping. I wish I could see a video of it. Actually, we had some videos of it. And we were probably a lot sloppier than we thought. Because we're sitting there throwing punches. We couldn't even.
I got in a full-on brawl in Lubbock, Texas one night.
Was Ando there?
Ando was not there. But soon enough, I'll have my main man, Zeke Hunter, who's been with me for years. You guys know him out on the road. He's a character. He'll be a great addition to the Good Company podcast. But Zeke and I got into it, and we were like best buddies and have been for years. But we had one of those nights, and he quit the next day. I woke up the next morning to go tell him I'm sorry and what. And he was already back in Nashville. He'd already been on a plane in Lubbock, Texas, flown home to Nashville.
Damn. We had our camera guy was there, Cody Cannon, and we have a video of him like holding me back on top of John as I'm just trying to kill John, and then Cody's yelling at us that we're acting like children or whatever. And then Cody, like an idiot, I mean, he'd been drinking a lot. He ends up getting in the car, driving all the way to Indiana home.
Because he was so mad at us and disappointed.
And he texted us the next day, said, you guys are going to push everybody away in your lives if you keep this madness up.
So is that that's what made you get your shit together?
No, I still don't have my shit together.
Well, you know, it is tough, man. And then being 90, like spending 90% of your life with that person, and like and being friendly with
that. Okay, so that's where this will lead to, and that's what I love about this show and being able to talk to guys like you, because this just happened to work out where we're together on a flight home to Nashville from Las Vegas.
And the funny thing about that whole fight was, however long it lasted, we're in my bedroom broing out basically. Like crying, like, I've been there for you from the beginning. And we're like, we're getting all emotional.
So it's almost like you never took the time to tell each other that, so you figured you'd fight and then tell each other it. Give yourselves a reason. That's what people do when they make love.
I feel like,
man,
Jake and I weren't quite as emotional about that. It was like we got into it, and then right afterwards, Jake goes, hey, man, do you want to go play cards? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. So we went and played cards.
People don't realize, though, and that's one of the things that we talk about. I don't think I want any money if you're asking when we went out that night. But that's one of the things we talk about in this show that I think is pretty cool, is the behind-the-scenes things that folks out there don't get from listening to our music and don't realize that a guy like John Lessard over here is pretty too hard. Lessard is with you more than you're with your own family and friends. And so, in a way, it has to be your friend. Yeah. You have to have the business side of things there, because you have to respect John enough at points when he tells you, Chase, it's time for meet and greet, or it's showtime, and you might not feel like it at that moment, or you might not have gotten the shower yet, or you might. So, is Chase? Is he pretty good on time, or is he a late guy or early guy? Or what?
Chase, for the most part, is going with the football background, has been pretty good to be on time. Now, like, getting him going is waiting till the last minute. He usually does, but he's usually on time every time. So I can't say that he's got that structured background for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I had to be 10 minutes early for football. So I do shower. I cut it close every night.
So then why were you late for the flight tonight?
Hey, y'all were behind us.
Let's keep the question.
For the record,
for the record, let's talk about where this this high dollar tequila came from.
Yeah, that was Michael Levine. He's a program.
Michael Levine from LA.
Program director from LA. He's awesome.
Yeah, I was actually speaking of Michael Levine. Shout out, Michael Levine. Thank you for the
Don Julio. He heard. So Michael heard that I was a big Don Julio fan, and Michael gave us the Don Julio today. He gave John 2 floor tickets for this, the ACMs, which are $700 a pop. Last time I was with him, he took me to Nobu. So
he loves some Asian cuisine.
Michael is.
Well, shout out to Michael and Zorbe, Michael's partner Zorbe. We were standing. I was standing having a conversation with Zorbe on October 1st on the stage, watching Jason Aldean play. When all that went down, and that kind of brings us back to the Vegas thing, and it was weird going back there after all that happened in October, and it's so random that you brought up that this tequila happened to be from Michael Levine, who I was standing next to on that stage. You can't really make this or script this sort of stuff up.
I thought it was crazy when we were taking off. You kind of see in your face, so you're a little, emotional, like kind of seeing, that at the same angle that you were standing at where you were staying tonight, that must
we were last night. We were at the Mandalay Bay Foundation Room looking down. The last time I was up there with Brian O'Connell, and he was like, see that parking lot? That's where we do Route 91. So this was 2 years ago. Yep. And then that was the last time I was up there. And then since then, obviously, that parking lot's seen a pretty bad day.
Yeah, it's weird too. Everybody obviously has been talking about that all weekend, but
refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's weird to see that, but I think it's, in a way, for all of us, healing-wise. I mean, we see it. We're moving on. We're making music. I know there's those out there that are have family members or friends affected by it, and I know I speak, because I'm talking right now, on behalf of a lot of us that are constantly thinking about y'all, and we're going out every night, and we're playing songs to make people feel good, and that's what we've done all along, even up until this happened, and we're going to continue to do that. But but yeah, man. And anyway,
I see a lot of I see a lot of the flags around 91 survivors. Like in Virginia last, we had two people holding a flag for us, so they're all over the place.
Well, and that's what was an interesting thing about the Route 91 Harvest Festival is that people from all over, they come to Las Vegas because it's a destination city, and there was people from all over the country that were here that came specifically to listen to country music, and they do the same thing for the ACMs this weekend, and you could see all those people out there. And I don't think anybody's been deterred by the evil guy that did that.
No, absolutely not. Honestly, I think it's the other way around. Like, just seeing everybody in the atmosphere around the ACMs this weekend, like, the tight-knit community that this, you know, the country music world is, and especially after this tragedy, it's pretty crazy to see everybody together back at it again.
Well,
what about Carrie Underwood?
What about Carrie Underwood? She looked good.
She looked great. I don't even see the scar.
Carrie, you look good. People talking, you look good. Everybody's talking about how good you look. So shout out from Chase Rice, Jake Owen, Too Hard Lassard, and Ando. We thought you looked good. And hey, getting back on a positive light note to wrap this thing up here in a second, I've got some questions. We have two tour managers here, / managers. We have the artists on the other side of the table. You guys have your mic. We have ours. How about we do like a 5 questions? Let's make it 3. We'll make this simple. We can ask you guys anything. You can ask us anything. I'm going to start this with Too Hard Lassard. What, as a tour manager, is the craziest or most odd thing that you've had to do for Chase that most people would never believe you did in order to either help him out or do so? I mean, come on, what, something you can share with him?
Oh man, I'm trying to think here. I mean, the amount of sharing you have to do, and Chase forget. I'm trying to think, Chase. What
have you ever loaned him a pair of like boxer briefs or?
My best. Actually ruined my best jeans. Yeah, he ruined my best jeans.
Has he ever used your deodorant?
Yes.
No. He's trying to use my deodorant. It's that way. I don't use his.
Is that not okay?
I don't want to use a guy's deodorant.
How do you guys feel about that?
I don't like it.
But if you're like on a bus and somebody forgets their deodorant, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, I'm okay with this shit. I don't know.
I had to have a...
I mean, don't be leaving armpit hairs on there and stuff.
I had to have a speech one time to the band about not taking my shampoo out of my shower in my bus.
I told the band when we were all riding on one bus, I walked in one night and I was like, guys, we're having a talk. From now on, anytime any one of you guys is going to the bathroom, you will sit down when you pee.
Was that Chappelle Show sketch?
I'm like, you will sit down when you pee on this bus. Try standing up and peeing. You guys know how it is riding down the bus, riding down the road at 70 miles an hour while it's bouncing. So from now on, boys, you sit when you pee.
I will say, we used to drive through the night in a van or a Sprinter van, and John would have to drive through
I mean, have you ever sat and just peed for no reason?
Absolutely not. That'd be really weird, though. I bet it'd feel weird.
That water's cold sometimes.
All right, back to the questions. All right, what about, wait, so.
The weird thing is that, I guess it's not me, it's every day. The weird thing is every day it's, you just never know what it could be. It's like the possibilities are literally endless. And sometimes you get put in these situations where you're not in areas where everything's accessible. You don't have a ride to get to someplace. Maybe you're in a fair or festival and he forgot his belt and he can't go on the stage with the belt. Now, how do I find a, how do you, what do you do? Like, you can't borrow my belt, didn't fit, whatever. I, you know, you find a guy that's gonna make a belt in the, at the fair for him, custom. Stuff like that, just randomness of the, of your day, really. What do you think, Ando? What's the weirdest thing that you had to get Jake?
Man, there's a couple of them. Some of them I can't say. I'm gonna go with probably the duct tape and the pants.
North Charleston Coliseum. I ripped my pants open and my
did a little too big of a
my. How do you what's the proper way to say that? My genitalia.
Nether regions.
Yeah, my genitalia came out of my jeans. It did. Popped out.
Bad day to go commando.
It was a bad day, but funny enough, though, I did run in. The only other person I've seen where it publicly happened was Lenny Kravitz.
You heard about that?
So I always stay at a wonderful place in L.A. called the Sunset Marquee off of Alta Loma. And it's really random, the people you run into at the outside bar there at the Sunset Marquee. And one night I was out there and I looked to my right and it was Lenny Kravitz standing there. And I looked at him, and what do you say to someone that not only, I mean, Lenny Kravitz is a rock star, but how do you start a conversation with someone other than, hey, man, I'm a big fan. So I said, hey, I want you to know you and I have something in common. He's like, really? I said, yeah, my genitalia came out at a concert in front of a lot of people. And we started laughing. He said, man, that happened to you too. Supposedly it happened to him in England or something like that, but. Your junk's never come out on stage?
Nah, never come out on stage.
Not on accident.
I wear double-walled jeans, you know, you gotta keep it in.
Well, on that note, I'm currently down on this 3.5-hour flight. We're gonna get back to our card game. Thank you, Chase Rice over here for hanging out on the Good Company podcast.
Do you like how the questions were supposed to go back and forth?
All right, you guys can end on this.
First off, though, have you noticed how pointy his beard hair is?
His what?
Like his chin hair, it grows straight out.
Well, see what happens.
That's impressive.
I have very straight hair. If I were to grow my hair, it would be like matted in my head. Very female-like hair.
I have a question, Jake. Do you have anybody? I was talking to Brantley Gilbert about this earlier. He had somebody come to his
house. Name drop.
Had to. He had somebody come to his house thinking that they were going to be meant to be together. Like with their car was packed with all their stuff, thinking they were about to move in with him. I had a girl outside of my bus one time think that we were in an 8-month relationship because she'd been messaging me on Instagram or Facebook or something. And it wasn't even me. It was a fake one. Do you have any people that think think that y'all are in love?
Yeah, like, have you got any with
you? I do?
Yeah, it was me.
I don't know anything about that. I mean, I don't know. I love everybody, though.
Gifts?
I like baked goods.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fans out there that seriously will bring baked goodies. And
Oreos a lot. Yeah.
Oreos, why?
Because I tweeted about it one time.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently down $252. Chase Rice is up $141. Ando is down a whopping $10. And somehow John Too Hard Lessard is up $98. We are coming to you live, not so live, because you'll hear this probably next week when it comes out. From 30,000 feet. It's an old John Anderson song. You can tell the difference.
What do you got planned for the podcast going forward? Is this new?
Well, man, I use this podcast to talk to interesting people about random conversation. And I think if I had an agenda or an idea of what I wanted to talk about each time I started these, they probably wouldn't be as randomly entertaining. Yeah. And I enjoy going back and listening to these. And also, too, I enjoy the conversation of the I wouldn't call it an interview, but I like we haven't really caught up like this in a while, so this is cool. So I don't know where we're going from here. I mean, how do you top Too Hard Lasard at Chase Rice? Where do you think we should go from here?
I don't know. What do we got? Any wild Vegas stories over the weekend? Nothing crazy?
No, I meant like further guests. I mean, how do I top you guys?
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. You can't top that.
No. So you're just saying go ahead and end this podcast?
Yeah, this is it. This is the last podcast.
But what we were just talking about Brantley Gilbert. What was the end result on that story?
I was asking if you had any stalkers.
Oh, we did resolve that story. Yeah.
I think this is a great format because, I mean, everyone can listen to an interview and no one gets to hear the conversations you get to have with your buddies, and you have a lot of cool buddies, so.
Yeah, and we get to live a pretty cool life. I've known Chase and John for a long time.
We opened for you in the at the Orange Peel in Asheville.
Yeah. That's the first time I remember really kind of hanging with you guys.
You want to wrap it around to the brew house that we got in that fight. I remember at first it was just me and Brian that lived there.
Brian Kelly again of FGL. As you guys know, I know you tell people this at your shows, and they know a lot of people might not know this, but Chase was a writer on the song Cruise with the FGL guys. But back to the story.
Well, yeah, I mean, Brian, we all lived together when we first moved to town. But then Brian and I lived together at the brew house. And so I remember the day that, like, Brian came into the room. He was like, dude, Jake Owen just tweeted us, man. Like, you got behind them big time when they first started. So I remember thinking, like, holy shit, man. Like, Jake Owen's tweeting you guys? That was a
big deal. That's awesome.
That was a huge deal.
And you gave Brian a PRS guitar.
Yeah, guitar. I actually remember taking Brian and Tyler out on my boat because I told them if they'd have to jump in the river or something, if I got them, it was freezing cold. And I said, we're going to videotape them having to jump in the river if I could get them to 5,000 Twitter followers. 5,000. And that wasn't that long ago, man. I mean, I don't think that was more than 7 or 8 years ago.
Last 4 years, I'd say, even 4 or 5.
It's pretty wild, man. But congrats to you guys. Congrats on everything you got going. Your song is cruising up the chart, Chase.
It's going up. We got our first top 25 in 2 years. So, and then we got Eyes on You to follow it, which is a big song. We got a big song coming with that.
That is a good song. Well, dude, we appreciate you. John Andolina, thanks for always chiming in with your John was already a featured guest on the Good Company podcast. So.
I'm feeling you'll be on many more times, right?
I hope not.
All right, y'all. We'll see you. It's Jake, Good Company Podcast. We are out of here. We'll see ya.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.